Okay, so get the we're diving into Solana meme coins today, but with a twist.
Oh, a
Yeah,
twist.
twist. So we're looking at this one called Staring at You.
Okay.
Or as it's known out there on the streets as GER.
Grr.
And you brought some really interesting research
They have.
that hints at a connection between GER and the Jupiter exchange.
Yeah, that's right. Jupiter is a huge player in the Solana ecosystem. So this is not your average meme coin deep dive. We are on a quest to see if there's a hidden link between these two.
So GER launched on PumFun,
Yeah.
which is a launch pad
That's right.
back on September 10th, 2024.
Yep.
What's crazy is that the bonding process happened so fast, under 4 minutes.
That's right.
And for people who aren't super familiar with that, the bonding process is where tokens get locked up to create scarcity.
Exactly.
And the price went nuts.
Yeah.
Initially, too, it's like someone hit the gas pedal and then slammed on the brakes.
Yeah, and that's what fueled the speculation early on.
Yeah.
It seemed too orchestrated for your typical meme coin launch. And then there's the fact that the person who deployed GER on the blockchain also created MockJUP,
Mock JUP.
which was a test token that the Jupiter team used to practice distributing their own JUP token before the real deal.
Okay, so we're not talking about just some random developer here.
Yeah.
This is someone who seems to be pretty close to Jupiter, right?
Exactly. And to make things even more suspicious, this same deployer received a ton of JUP tokens during the actual airdrop.
During the airdrop.
An airdrop is basically a free distribution of tokens often used to reward like early supporters or community members.
Okay, that's two pretty big links to Jupiter already.
Right.
But there's more, isn't there?
There is.
You mentioned something about a smoking gun in the notes.
Right. During the GER mint, the deployer paid exactly 0.000001 SOL.
Okay.
That's the exact amount you need to buy 357 tokens before anyone else could.
What?
Yeah, it's almost like they left a little breadcrumb, a wink to those paying attention.
That's such a specific detail.
It
It
is.
makes you wonder if it was intentional, like a
Yeah.
coded message or something.
It's like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And then we have the curious case of the millionaire wallets that participated in the bonding process.
Okay.
These weren't your average meme coin degens. They bought very specific amounts of GER using symmetrical swap values.
Hold on. Symmetrical swap values. Break that down for me. I'm not quite following.
So think of it this way. It's like buying $100 worth of GER using exactly 10 SOL, then another $100 worth using exactly 5 SOL, and so on.
Okay.
It creates this pattern almost like a fingerprint.
So it's not just the amounts they were buying, but the way they were buying it, that seems off.
Exactly. It's too precise to be random,
Right.
especially considering these wallets held onto their GER for a while and then sold right before or during price pumps. It's
Oh.
almost like they were trying to steer the project in a particular direction.
This is where my spidey sense starts tingling. It feels like we're onto something big here.
Yeah.
What's the next piece of the puzzle?
Well, we have to talk about Miao, the pseudonymous founder of Jupiter. Yeah, he's known for being very vocal about the importance of decentralization and community-driven projects.
Wait, are you saying that his ideas align with how GER was launched?
Let's put it this way. There's some interesting parallels.
Okay.
There are tweets, blog posts, even Discord chats where Miao talks about these concepts, and they oddly line up with GER's stealth launch and the whole no-hype, community-first approach.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So we've got a mysterious deployer connected to Jupiter,
Right.
some very calculated moves during the launch.
Uh-huh.
And the founder of Jupiter himself espousing similar philosophies around the same time, coincidence.
Maybe, but there's a whole lot more to uncover. This rabbit hole goes deeper than we initially thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deeper than we thought. Okay, so deeper than we thought. How much deeper are we talking about here?
Well, remember that test token we talked about, GER, with two R's?
Uh-huh.
Well, Miao actually confirmed in a Discord chat that he holds the mint authority for it through a specific wallet.
Mint Authority.
Yeah. So mint authority essentially means he has control over the creation and distribution of that token.
So the founder of Jupiter admits to controlling a token created by the same person behind GER.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence, is it?
It's certainly a compelling piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Then there's this Jupiter blog post published right around the time the GER community was forming,
Okay.
and it's filled with, you guessed it, cat imagery.
Cat imagery.
Almost like they were acknowledging GER's existence without directly saying it.
Oh, they're playing with us.
Right.
Dropping these little hints, fueling the speculation.
And it gets even more playful. The Jupiter media team starts teasing the GER community with images of what else cats staring.
Wow,
It's this whole cat and mouse game winking at the community without ever fully confirming anything.
It's genius marketing, really. They're building this mystique around GER, letting the community drive the narrative.
Oh, absolutely. And it worked like a charm. The GER community was hooked, and then even the Jupiter mobile app gets in on the fun. Featuring a notification that simply says, meow.
Come on.
That's about as close to a direct nod to GER as you can get.
That is pretty close. Yeah.
It is.
What else did they do?
Well, there's this instance where Meow and Cash, another big name at Jupiter, were going back and forth on Twitter, throwing out, looking at you lines at each other.
Uh-huh.
All very tongue-in-cheek, but the GER community saw right through it.
They were like kids in a candy store with all these clues, weren't they?
For sure. And remember Ben Mezrich?
Ben Mezrich.
The author who wrote The Social Network?
The Social Network.
We know he's interested in GER, but the fact that Meow is following his tweets about writing a book on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nothing.
No, it's not. It's like he's keeping tabs on the project, watching how it unfolds.
Exactly. And there's more.
More.
During a Jupiter Twitter space, a GER community member snuck in, staring at you, and GER into the chat.
No way.
And guess what? Meow responded.
He actually acknowledged GER. I need to hear this. What did he say?
It wasn't a full confession, but it was definitely a recognition. He basically said, yes, we see you.
Wow.
GER community went wild, of course.
Okay, so we've got a mountain of evidence here, and it all points to GER being a Jupiter project.
Right.
But the question is, why go through all this trouble to create and launch a meme coin in such a cryptic way?
That's the million-dollar question. Some people believe Jupiter saw this as a grand experiment in decentralization.
Okay.
Instead of launching with this huge marketing blitz, they just put it out there and let the community take control.
So it's less about making money and more about exploring new ways to build and grow a project.
That's one theory. It's like they were testing the waters, seeing if a project could thrive organically, driven purely by community passion.
That's fascinating. Are there any other theories floating around out there?
Some speculate that GER is like a testing ground for new tokenomics models or community engagement strategies.
Interesting.
They could be using it to experiment before implementing similar ideas in their main projects.
So GER is like a secret lab where Jupiter gets to tinker and play around.
Yeah, that's the idea. And of course, there's always the chance that GER started as a fun side project for the Jupiter team, a way to engage with the meme coin craze without putting their name on it.
Right. But even if it was just for fun, it's clear that GER has become something much bigger.
Yeah.
The community has embraced it. The price has been on a roller coaster. And there's a genuine buzz around the project.
You're right. And that speaks to the unpredictable nature of decentralized projects.
Yeah.
They can take on a life of their own, evolving in ways that even the creators didn't anticipate.
Right. So we've laid out all the evidence, explored the possible motives.
Uh-huh.
Now it's your turn to weigh in. Do you think GER is a Jupiter project?
And more importantly, what are the implications if it is? Does it change how you view meme coins? Could this be a glimpse into the future of community-driven projects?
Yeah, it really makes you think, you know what? If this is how a lot of these meme coins get started.
It does, right?
And we don't even realize it.
We don't know.
Like, is this the new Ryoshi? Are we going to have a whole bunch of Ryoshis out there, you know?
Right. I mean, the whole Ryoshi thing is fascinating because with Bitcoin, we don't know who's behind it.
We don't know who's behind Bitcoin.
That's the beauty of decentralization.
Right. It was just out there.
It just appeared.
And then with Ethereum, Vitalik was very public very quickly.
Right, from the get-go.
And this feels like a return to that, almost that Bitcoin ethos, where it's just like it appears and the community decides what it's going to be.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so interesting. Is this the new model? Is this how projects are going to be launched moving forward?
Right. And it makes you wonder, you know, like if Jupiter or someone like Jupiter is behind this, what else is out there?
Right. Exactly.
Like, are there other projects that we think are just, you know, kind of random grassroots things?
They have this massive team behind them.
Yeah, and that are actually, like, you know, very well-funded and orchestrated from the start.
Well, and I think it's a reminder, too, that we often get caught up in the hype and the marketing, but sometimes the most interesting projects are the ones that fly under the radar.
That's a good point.
You know, the ones that are quietly building and growing without all the fanfare.
Yeah, the sleeper hits.
Exactly, the sleeper hits.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's your biggest takeaway from all of this?
I think for me, it's the power of community. I mean, GER wouldn't be where it is today without the passion and dedication of its community.
Yeah.
They've really embraced this project and turned it into something special.
They really have.
And it's a reminder that even in this crazy world of crypto where things move so fast, It's the communities that ultimately drive success.
Absolutely. And I think it's a reminder, too, that we should always be questioning what we see at face value.
Hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Don't just believe the hype. Do your own research. Dig a little deeper.
Hmm.
You might be surprised by what you find.
Well said.
That's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining.